Continuing in Sefer Tomer Dvora, we're in the middle of Perek Chamishi, up to where it says Shlishit, the third application of the Midah of Chesed, of the Sfirah of Chesed. We saw the first one was in regards to childbirth, and that was corresponding to the birth of Bina to Tiferet, and then the second one was Brit Milah. Brit Milah is a chesed with Yesod, and now Shlishit. The third way of chesed that is done, Levakel Cholim Ulerap Otam, to visit the sick, Bikur Cholim, and to help in their cure, to heal the sick. This is Chesed, Chazak Uvaruch, this week's parasha, parashat Vayera, right? Vayera Elav Hashem, Rashi, Levaker et Achole, right? And he sent the Malach Rafael, Lerapoto, and then to save Lot. Beautiful. So, Levaker Cholim Ulerapotam. So, as we learned, the yesod of this perek is that any Maaseh Chesed that we do here down below, we should have in mind the corresponding chesed in Pnimiyut, in the Olamot HaElyonim. So he says, Kach yadua shehashchina hi cholat ahava mehayichud. The Shechina, the Divine Presence, is cholat ahava, is lovesick, mehayichud, because of the desire to be mityached with Kucha Berichu, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, it's familiar to us, the words, Leshem Yichud Kucha Berichu Ushchinte. Every mitzvah that we do is ultimately for the purpose Leyached Kucha Berichu Ushchinte, to cause a Yichud, to cause a unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with His Shekhinah, whatever that means. But the Shekhinah has to be mityached. And usually we will find that the 10th Sfirah, the Sfirah of Malchut, is called the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is Malchut. Malchut is the Shekhinah. And our job in this world is to be miyached, the Sfirah of Malchut, with all the other Sfirot. Because Malchut does not provide from its own. Malchut only receives and gives what it received. So for Malchut to receive from the Sfirot before, that needs a Yichud. There needs to be a connection. There needs to be a unification. You cannot receive if you're not together, if you're not unified. So Leshem Yichud Kucha Berichu Shchinte. Kucha Berichu is Tiferet. Tiferet means the Vav Ktzavot, the six Sfirot that are before. Sometimes you'll find it as called as Ze'er Anpin. Ze'er Anpin are the six Sfirot before Malchut. And the Malchut is Nukbe de Ze'er Anpin, is the Nekeva of Ze'er Anpin. The Nekeva is supposed to receive from the six Sfirot before. That receiving, that's unity. That's Leshem Yichud Kucha Berichu Shchinte. So, in Galut, it's not so easy. Because Am Yisrael is in Galut, the Sfirah of Malchut, which is the Shekhinah, is also Begalut. Shchinta Begaluta. The Shekhinah is in Galut. Shekhinah in Galut means that it doesn't find it so easy to be mityached with Kucha Berichu. So it's lovesick. Cholat ahava ani. The Shekhinah cries out. I am cholat ahava. I want to be together with Kucha Berich Hu, and I'm in Galut. I feel alone. So we need to help out. We need to be mevaker et hachole. We need to visit the sick. And to help out. And to console. And to comfort. There's only one way to do that. That's by learning Torah and by doing mitzvot. לבקר חולים ולרפותם, כך ידוע שהשכינה היא חולת אהבה מהייחוד. כדכתיב, as it says in שיר השירים, שיר השירים is all about this. It says in שיר השירים, כי חולת אהבה אני, ורפואתה ביד אדם, and the רפואה of the שכינה, of מלכות, is in our hands. להביא לה סממנים יפים, to bring it good medicine. We have the medicine in our hands. כדכתיב, as it says in שיר השירים, סמכוני בשישות, רפדוני בתפוחים, כי חולת אהבה אני. One of the most holiest pesukim that a person can read in שיר השירים, that to begin with, Rabbi Akiva called Kodesh Kadashim. שיר השירים, out of all the 24 ספרי התנ"ך, Rabbi Akiva said, it's עמד יא Rabbi Akiva על רגליו, remember, משנה מסכת ידיים, עמד Rabbi Akiva על רגליו, ואמר, if all the ספרים are Kodesh, שיר השירים is Kodesh Kadashim. And in the שיר השירים it says, סמכוני בשישות. The שכינה is talking. And it's saying, סמכוני, support me. Give me סמיכה, support me, סומך השם לכל הנופלים. סמכוני באשישות. פשט, what's אשישות? אשישות means goblets of wine. It's like a person who's saying, I feel tired. Support me with goblets of wine. Please, can you help me? Give me wine. I need it. I need it right now to put myself in better spirits. There's a Gemara in Masechet Betzah where one of the, you remember that Gemara in Betzah? One of the Rabbanim was about to, he just gave shiur on the day of Yom Tov, and he said, Ani hayom samechuni ba'ashishot. I'm so exhausted from the shiur that I gave. You can imagine, he came like this, and he said, I need samechuni ba'ashishot. Who knows what he was referring to when he said that. And there you go. Samechuni ba'ashishot. It's in a few places. Yeah, very good. ופרשו בתיקונים, so now, how does the תיקוני הזוהר explain this סמכוני באשישות? שסוד אשישות, אשישות also has the שורש אש, fire. So אשישות can sound like two fires. Give me two fires. What two fires? אשישות, היינו כל הדברים הנקשרים במלכות. This is referring to the two things that tie to Malchut, which again, Malchut is synonymous with the Shekhinah. What are these two things? Be'esh Yud, which is Chesed, u'be'esh Hey, which is Gevurah. Ashishot. So Ashishot is two Ishot, two fires. One fire of Yud, the Yud in Ashishot, and if you want to say Berashon Yachid, it's Ashisha. So Ashisha, it's like Esh Yud and Esh He. So Ashishot is just the plural. So the fire of Yud of Hashem's name and the fire of He of Hashem's name. The fire of Yud is Chesed and the fire of He is Gvura. Zachar is Keneged Chesed, that's Yud. Nekeva is Keneged Gvura, that's He. Bishnei Zro'ot, with these two hands, how do you give support to someone? You hold him or with two hands, right? So Bishnei Zro'ot, these two Zro'ot right now, he's explaining are Chesed and Gvura. Vesham hi nismechet alehem. The Malchut is nismach, is supported with Chesed and Gvura. Umishe ose ze somech hachole becholya. And the one who does that is supporting the chole in its state of choli. Which what does that mean? So in the pirush there that you have, he explains that if a person is mamlich hakadosh baruch hu ben bechesed ben begvura, that is the support system for the sfira of malchut. Melech, by its very definition, has chesed. A melech has rachmanut. That's Melech and Gvura and power, right? He gives orders. So it's not always so easy. A Melech is not always going to be Mr. Nice Guy. There are going to be some, you know, difficult things that the king orders to do. So Chesed and Gvura, how is the Malchut Nismach? How? Bishne zroot, with these two zroot. If you are mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he does chesed, and even when there is gevura in life, you also are mamlich HaKadosh, Hashem Melech, and Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch Leolam Vaed. That's Begimater Keter, that's the full Malchut. That's the smicha of the Sfira of Malchut. Yes.
Okay.